You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. I think this is the perfect time to share two stories about getting older and wiser and grayer and a bit more wrinkled. Because isn't that our goal anyway? To get old enough to look in the mirror and see those gray hairs? Plus, it's New Year's resolution time. And what's better than a resolution to embrace those signs that you are indeed seasoned and worldly and full of valuable experience? Our best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul book called Age is Just a Number is all about dynamic aging, trying new things, enjoying the freedom of the empty nest, downsizing and getting rid of stuff. And along with all that comes that day when you look in the mirror and you see your mother, or if you're a guy, your father. Our first story on this theme today is by Nell Musolf, who says that her beauty strategy had always been low maintenance. She might remember to put on some moisturizer before going to bed, but essentially she was too busy living to worry about all that. But then she had her photo taken for a work ID and she saw the new her, and that was a middle-aged woman who looked 20 years older than Nell had thought she looked. She says, "For a few days, I was a little bothered by the fact that I was no longer the sweet young thing I thought I was. For those few days, I tried a little harder to dress younger, brighter, and tighter. I took pains with my hair and added extra eyeliner. I thought I was succeeding in my quest for a youthful glow until one of my new coworkers casually asked me a question that told me I was fooling only myself. 'I don't suppose you know what Facebook is, do you?' she asked. Not at all maliciously, but with the bluntness of a 25-year-old who has yet to find her first gray hair." So this coworker must have thought Nell was a dinosaur, which Nell says stung for a moment, and then she realized she didn't actually care. Her family loves her the way she is, and what else really matters? Nell says it's a huge relief to let go of vanity, which gives her more time for the things she'd prefer doing, like reading and walking the dog and being with her husband, kids, and friends, enjoying the moment, not obsessing over the wrinkles. Nell concludes her tale by saying, "Someone once said that beauty is the first gift given and the first one taken away. I agree, but only when it comes to outside beauty, the real beauty, the stuff inside that all of us have, lasts a lifetime." Robin Howard Will was another woman who wasn't happy with her reflection in the mirror. She had age spots and wrinkles, and some of her eyebrow hairs had turned white, and there was more. She says, "Age was an unapologetic thief, slowly stealing my self-confidence and what was left of my beauty. Applying moisturizing creams, serums, and facial masks became my ritual. I never left the house without wearing bulletproof eyebrow pencil, voluminous mascara, and plumping lip gloss. Her figure changed too, plus she couldn't wear high heels anymore. Robin did what she could, and she dyed her hair to cover up that creeping gray. Over time, though, she had to dye her hair more and more often until it was every 3 weeks. And then she noticed that some celebrities were going gray. Maybe she should let her hair grow out. But she hated the thought of being half and half for a long time. So she decided to get all the dye stripped out of her hair in one sitting at a salon." Robin says, "The half-hour drive to the salon was nerve-wracking. For moral support, my girls accompanied me. I sat tentatively in the chair as Sarah, my tattoo-covered stylist, applied the stripping compound to my auburn hair with what looked like an ordinary paintbrush. She wrapped my head in foil and plastic and left me to cook. I felt like a baked potato. After an hour, it was time for the big reveal. The stylist rinsed out the gooey mess, and then Robin looked in the mirror. Her hair was completely white. She was shocked and decided to dye it right back again to the auburn color she'd been using. But then the stylist cut her hair, and it started to look pretty cute. Robin says, "The woman in the mirror who was looking back at me was a totally different person. Was it shocking? Yes. Did I like it? Absolutely. My hair was a lovely, rich silver tone." Robin went on Facebook as soon as she got home and announced that she was now openly gray. She posted a photo too to get it over with. Well, it turned out that everyone loved Robin's new natural hair. Even perfect strangers were stopping her to compliment her. Robin says, "I get more compliments now than I did for the entire 35 years I colored my hair. It has been almost 2 years since I made the decision to succumb to my God-given hair color. I have never regretted my decision or looked back. My gleaming, sterling silver hair will forever be my signature. Now I smile when I see my reflection in a mirror because, according to the kindness of strangers, I am beautiful at any age." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Age is Just a Number, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and Amazon. And if you want to submit your own stories for future Chicken Soup for the Soul books, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on Submit Your Story. You'll see all the topics we're working on, plus guidelines for writing a great story. We read every single submission, and everyone has a chance to get it in. Come back for our next episode to hear about finding love in a dream. I'm going to share two stories from women who dreamt of Mr. Right and then actually married that man they saw in their dreams.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.